Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's your boy Vern Lee, aka the Chosen Fool. And normally at this time, what we would do is introduce our guests, but our guest is special today, so I have to start this one off with a little story. So we've talked about Origins 2017 a gang load of times at this point. You know, we talked about how we got stomped, how that was basically the seed that was planted that started Team Apex and how we do things. And then, you know, I've also talked about like meeting Mr. Ben there, him introducing himself as Mr. Ben, and a few other specific things that happened. But there's one story I've been saving, and that is talking about the first person I ever played in competitive versus 2PCG. And that is who our guest is today. And his name is Mr. Sean Powell. This is one of the nicest men that I've met playing this game. He's a true gentleman and a scholar. Let me introduce him. Sean, how you doing?
I'm doing really well. Thanks for having me today, Mr. Vern.
It's a great thing to be able to have you, man, especially for the occasion that we're having you for as our Midwinter 2024 champion. Congratulations.
I appreciate that. It kind of seems surreal, and I'm really happy that I got to win my very favorite tournament of all times. I think that Midwinter is just it's a blessing to have it, to even be able to go to. So to win it makes it even just more sweeter.
It really is, man. So let me ask you, do you remember the first time we met?
I do. I remember the first time that I met all of the Apexians, the Apexers. And I just remember, you guys seem like a very awesome group of guys that I could just see that the love that you guys have for each other, and the positivity that you guys spew out into the community. I saw that from day one, and I'm just really happy that you guys are part of this awesome little community that we have here playing this game with superheroes.
Oh well, that's, we appreciate you saying that, man. And you know what? I feel exactly the same way about you, because you know that was getting back to the
Appreciate it.
story. That was Alpha, like I said, that wasn't Marcellus's first tourney, but it was ours. I had never actually really even seen Jamar face to face until that weekend. So, there was a lot of firsts going on. And so when we had that first round and I came and sat across from you, I want you to know that I was so confident when I sat down across from you, man. I was like, we've prepared for this. I got group one the last tourney. And then you pulled out, who did you play? I think it was Luke Cage. If it wasn't.
It could have been at Origins, it was probably Sister Grimm.
No, it
It was
was, it was, it was so, okay.
Sister Grimm or Groot?
I don't remember exactly what the details were, but what I do remember is you beat me with by playing Cloak, and Cloak just kept stunning my group. I never got to do
Okay.
anything that game.
Yeah, it was Luke Cage then. It was Luke Cage.
Okay, so it was Luke Cage, and you know, I'm sitting there, I'm like, I never even got to do what I'm supposed to be doing. And so I'm like, man, this big bearded guy across from me, man, he's smiling, he's cool and everything. And I'm getting dog stomped and I'm not even doing any, like, you don't even have to do anything but sit there. So the reason why that registered with me so powerfully is because we thought we had, you know, some type of knowledge going into this. Like we really had the arrogance to think that we actually knew something when we went. In that very first game, I was showed that I knew nothing. I was humbled immediately. And that continued throughout the rest of the day. And that whole process, it has made me the player that I am today. So I've never told you this, but that is actually the truth.
Well, I appreciate I could put you on the good road.
Man, you definitely did, because that was a day of L's for sure. And
I've
so
been there. I've been there.
and So let's talk about your role. I'm assuming this is not the first game that you've of this nature that you've started with. Like what kind of games have led you down to playing versus 2PCG?
Okay, so when I was a kid, you know what? This is I'm glad you asked that question. I started playing I guess Magic the Gathering was my first game, and I started playing it when I was in middle school. And I started playing it because I went to a comic store, and the owner of that comic store, his name is Jerry Kennedy. He owned Black Hole Comics. And so you would never, I hope that you would never know this knowing me now, but I had a lot of reading difficulties when I was a kid. I was undiagnosed Aspergian back then, and I had some dyslexia issues, and I was in middle school, and really, I was probably reading at a third grade level. And my buddies were like, "Hey, let's go up to this comic shop." So I was like, okay. Went to this comic shop, and I was just there because there were people that wanted me to be around, and I wasn't used to that. And this group of friends that I acquired just by being there, they kind of molded what I knew that I could get, what I learned, what I could get out of life. And that was, I could have companionship with people that really cared about who I was and cared about my future in the world. The guy that owned that shop, he kind of picked up on the fact that I was having a little bit of an issue with reading. And he was like, "Hey," and I had my nickname Keebler back then. He's like, "Hey, Keeb, I need you to do something for me." So what's that? And he goes, I got this rack." And he had a rack that he put on the counter, and he said, I need to have somebody do a review on a comic every week. We're going to put it up here, and so we can re recommend these comics." And he would actually come to my house before, during the summer, pick me up and take me to the shop, and he would make sure that I was reading books, and he would make me read with the knowledge that I was going to have to regurgitate what it was about. And that was the first time that I really wanted to read, because I wanted to impress this guy that actually took some time out to care about who I was and where I was going. And then one day he got in this game. It's called Magic the Gathering. And he sold me a pack, and we all learned how to play together. And that's where my gaming kind of started. I got into miniature gaming. I do a lot of miniature gaming still to this day. I like to play role-playing games. I like games in general, because of what they provide for me socially, and for me as a gateway to really understand the way that people interact with each other. And that was something that I don't think I would have been able to get from anywhere else. It was really a blessing for me to have that in my life. That was a really good question.
Wow, man. I didn't know how good a question it was until I heard your answer. That's awesome. And you know what's crazy? You never know what person is going to have an impact in your life in a positive way. And it just so happens that yours happened to be a guy at a gaming store. And I think anybody that's actually in this community understands what you said as far as what you gain socially. Midwinter, which you just won, is many people's favorite event of the year simply because of that reason. The very feel of it is just brings about joy. You know, everybody gets to come together and experience that feeling and then get into some competition. And at the end of it, everybody is cool. So let's talk about what I want to talk about with you is probably the last 2 years. I
Okay.
have sensed a shift in you. I didn't say anything about it, but I felt it. I don't remember exactly what tournament it was that I saw you again, because I don't think you came back right. I don't think you came back at the first midwinter after the pandemic. So I don't remember what event it was, but I remember playing against you or and seeing you play. And I'm like, Sean is on a different, he's a, on a different path right now. I felt like the priority has shifted slightly from one and a half fun to wanting to win. Now you still wanted to have fun, but I kind of feel like you were on a different mission. So
It's
is
funny
it
that you
true?
called it a mission. Okay, so for a long time, gaming ha has been a big leverage in my mental health. It's something that I use as a tool to make myself do mental things that are outside of my comfort zone. I want to use them so that I can have, interactions with people, and I can just do this thing that we all love. And it takes me out of having to be, I'm not at work when I'm doing it. I'm not having to deal with any of the, emotional stuff that happens with, just being a person that has people around them that they're responsible for or that they care about. Or the things that occur. So yeah, I mean that's a big thing. I used to really like to play decks that I liked to play. And I took Sentinel to a midwinter, and I did pretty good. And I really enjoyed that. And then the next one that we went to was Incursion, and I really wanted to play old school Venom there. And I did, and it was the worst decision that I ever made. I showed up, and I love Venom because I get to do what I like to do. I get to turn my guy sideways, and I get to put wounds on people. And I showed up, and I had not tested enough. And there was a little card called Mobius, and Mobius ruined my day. I usually can come to a tournament and I can have a lot of fun losing. And I just being around people that I love, doing a thing that I just really enjoy, I can do that and have a great time. I did not have fun playing against Mobius with Venom. So after that, I decided that I was going to try to play decks that had a shot in the meta that weren't the top level deck because I wanted to use the mental exercise to take a not top tier deck and make it top tier. Then the I'm gonna call it rank gate happened.
Okay.
Okay, rank gate happened, and it really sat bad with me. Even though like after that initial video that came out and they said that I was one of the ones that they thought could be good. I could step up my game and I could be a contender. I didn't like what the thought of rankings mattering was doing to the community that I love. I don't care where people rank me. I want people to know that when I show up to an event, somebody that they're going to have a fun time playing with, that we can have some fellowship and some laughs. We can play a game that we love. And that's really where it ended for me when it came to be competitive. But then all this happened, and I decided that I was going to do the best that I could to win. And I was going to win so that winning didn't matter anymore. I won. I put everything I could into it. But at the end of the day, I don't care that I won. I care that my team took the time to solve the puzzle together. That was not a me thing. That was a we thing. The playtesting hours that went into that, the camaraderie that I had with my teammates. That was what that win was about. It wasn't about ranking anymore. It wasn't about people trying to take this game that we play that just so happens to have some money behind it and make it something that is about stark, staunch, pulling the ground bragging rights. So I'll have some fun online and I'll you know, people have been, you know, like, oh, the champ, and I'll put something funny in there. But really, when it comes down to it, is I'm just happy that I got to be there, and I'm just happy that I got to do really well at an event that I really love with people, surrounded by people that I really love. I would like it if this thing that happened, where, you know, I showed up and took it home for the Buckeyes. I would rather have it be that it's something that brings the community together, and we can just say, hey, you know what, this is a fun game. I don't care about the rankings. I would just rather us care about propelling each other and making each other better. That's what I'd love to see out of this game.
Wow. Okay, there was a lot there. First of all, the statement that you made, I don't care that I won. Even though I know you a little bit, and I know that that is not your focus, to hear you say that after you won, I was a little surprised to hear that. As a competitor, personally, when I go to an event, I do want to win. But I can also say that I understand how that is not necessarily the most important thing when it comes to playing, because you should be able to go to an event and still enjoy yourself regardless of what happens. So I think that's huge. Do you think, since we've come back from the pandemic, do you think that we are making each other better? Or do you think that's something that needs to be improved upon?
Do you mean, are we making each other better players, or are we making each other better people?
Both.
I think that the play has gotten better. I think that online play has done really good things for tech and for the environment of the game. Meta evolution is definitely growing. Yeah, I think we're making things go there. I think that if we're looking at how can we grow as people and how we're making each other grow as people, I'm really hopeful for what we are doing with the people of our game. The thing that really gives me hope in the way that our community deals with each other is how I've seen people rally and push for reallowing Ralph Edwards to play. I think that that shows that people deserve a second chance. People deserve a third chance. People deserve chances. I know that in my past, I've messed up pretty big. And if it weren't for grace of the people around me, I would just have to sit in my closet and not do anything. So I like to see the people that are growing as people, and I hope to see that does happen. I'd like to see him be allowed to play again. I would like to see myself, be cool with playing the people that there are people in the community that I don't have a good time playing against. And I would like to see myself grow as a person enough to go, you know what? Yeah, let's play that. Let's do that. And so I have the hope that I can get to that point with other people as other people have gotten with Ralph and with, you know, people in their everyday lives. I think that it's a good thing to grow and to forgive.
Okay. I agree. Forgiveness is necessary, not only for the person that's needs the forgiveness, but also for the person who is doing the forgiving. Holding on to things, even if the person doesn't necessarily deserve the forgiveness, it only hurts you. You know. And that's not even a versus lesson. That's a life lesson, if we're being honest.
I
When
agree.
you hold on to anger and you know it's something that you don't let go, you're constantly dwelling on it, you know, that builds up stress, and stress does damage to you. And a lot of times the person that you're mad at is just going about their business. They don't even know what you're feeling. Sometimes they don't even know you're upset.
I know that.
I've never spoken out specifically on that situation, and I'm not going to do it today. But what I will say, and I have said in the past, is I believe exactly what you believe, that if a person is trying to make changes, and I can definitely say that Ralph has demonstrated that. I mean, at some point, you gotta let it go. It's better for you to do so. Ralph is an excellent player. I can see his effect and who he's tested with. They've all improved. We were at Midwinter and he was playing in the side events, and the type of decks that Ralph plays, first of all, not everybody plays. It him not being there, it is a difference. So we need players like that. If we're trying to grow the game, we need to continue to build the community up and have positive experiences and not just let, you know, negative things linger. You know, I can say that Team Apex has been the target of some negativity a few times in the past, and I'm not going to get into that. But at the end of the day, it's about how you handle it. Do you keep it going? Do you let it go? If you need to make an adjustment, are you willing to do so? Are you willing to humble yourself enough to do it? And so I honestly think that since we've been back for the pandemic, we've actually been making headways towards being better. And I don't think we even have a bad community in the first place, but I do think it's been more positive. And with the way things went with the pandemic, I know a lot of people, myself included, a lot of us went into the pandemic a lot different than we came out. There
Oh, yeah.
are a lot of people dealing with a lot of different issues and things of that nature, and did not come out of the pandemic completely whole, at least not where they were when they started. So, you know, life happens, mistakes happen. Unforeseen circumstances occur. Now, what are you going to do? You know, we're competitive in the game. We got to be competitive in life too.
That's true. That's true.
I got to be honest with you, man. I did not see this going this way.
I didn't either. I didn't
that's
either.
that's why we don't do scripts here.
But I'm thankful that we have this kind of space. I'm thankful that we have I'm thankful that you're a guy that I can be vulnerable to, you know? I can tell you know, what I'm feeling and stuff, and I don't think that the community itself is one that would not be okay with that. I think that it would be, I think it's going to be okay for that. Yeah.
If I tell you what, if it's not, that's too bad.
Okay.
Yeah, it is what it is. We don't do editing. We talk about what we talk about, and this is a part of it. So getting back to the games. You said you don't care about winning, and you gave your team the proper credit for all of the hard work the team puts in. And I have to say, hearing you say
Or
that
maybe
reminds
I need to rephrase that.
me. Okay, go ahead, man.
Okay,
Say, let's
okay.
go. Let's go.
Winning that tournament did mean something to me. I was very happy to do it.
Okay.
The ranking, the being the best, that isn't what I care about. I cared about
Gotcha.
being the best that I could be. I cared about being the best that the team best teammate that I could be. I cared about doing good by Earl that really came up with 95% of that deck, and doing him proud. I hope I did. But the testing, the everything that happened, that was a team thing. That wasn't a Keeb thing. That wasn't me. That was us. And that win belongs to us. And I'm proud of it, but I don't care about the rankings. That's
Got
what
you. So
that's
you
what I should
don't
have said.
you got you. That I get it. I mean, I understood, but now that you put it out there like that, hopefully that'll be bring more clarity to what you're saying. I get it. Like you, it's not important to you to be recognized as this person. I'm number three in the game, or I'm number. I get that. And so the thing is, right? I guess I'll go ahead and talk about this. When I came up with the idea. And it's actually something that had been rolling around in my head for about a year or so, that I wanted to do something like that. It really was something that was meant to bring some type of praise to the community, as well as motivate people to want to be on the list and just to generate some talking points and some competition. I definitely know that it generated some talking points, but it was never something that was meant to, I don't know, have anyone be devalued or anything like that. That was never the goal. So I don't know, that the whole situation was weird to me. Now I'm not going to sit up here and act like I was upset about it, because we got some good content out of it. It was That response pod was extremely fun to do, but I do recognize that, I guess we might as well call it a rank gate. There are a number of people that were affected negatively by it, not just from the other team side, but from our response as well. A lot of people were just like, can we stop tooting our own horns, type of situation. And that was never what it was supposed to be. So am I still going to do it? Yes. I mean, even if you look at the number, like it was 15. The reason that it was 15 instead of like top three or top five or top 10 is because I wanted to say as many names of people as I possibly could. I wanted to give people shout outs, man. Recognize people that were working hard. That was what that was about. And so we're going to do it every year. I just heard Let's Get Dangerous's stream yesterday. They said they're going to do their own ranking system. Buckeye has its own ranking system. I think they're fine as long as it's done in good faith. It's not done in a way to hurt people. It's just done in a way to show what's happening.
Sure.
So, when things happen, like I said, you just have to learn from it, move forward, and do it better.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head when you said tooting your own horn. I would much rather have it be that we all have horns and we all play them together. We make really cool songs. Like, that would be really cool.
Well, let's do that. Let's talk about Team Buckeye.
Okay, let's talk about it.
Because I got to be careful not to say too much. I mean, I think everybody knows that Team Apex and Team Buckeye is extremely friendly with each other. Is it
Definitely.
how much can you reveal about how Team Buckeye does things? And before you answer, I'm saying this because the thing about Team Buckeye, which is crazy, I don't know if this is an Ohio thing or what. All of you guys are extremely outside the box players for the most part. Even you, who likes to play aggressive, the stuff that you play is not normal. So you guys approach the game from a unique perspective. I mean, Dave's a judge, and the stuff that he does with decks It's like, bro, you know what I'm saying? So, can you reveal anything about the way you guys test or what your structure is? Because obviously, Buckeye is not playing games anymore.
We're playing games all the time. So
True.
here's what you need to know about
I
Buckeye.
set myself up for that one.
Yeah, that's true. Here's what you need to know about Buckeye. Buckeye is always play testing. Like right now, as we're having this this interview, Buckeye's play testing.
Okay.
They're in a Discord, and there's always a room open, and there's always someone in there playing. And so when I get home from work, I can bust out a deck that I want to test, and I can go into that room, and there's going to be people in there playing. And we're going to play, and we're gonna test it out, and we share our deck lists. We'll talk about the meta, and we'll come up with what we think is the best. Or what we think is the most fun. So yeah, I mean we have really good thinkers, we have good executors. We've kind of gotten to the point where we all kind of know what our jobs are on the The deck builders are definitely going to be guys like Earl and Dave. Those guys can build decks. I kind of am a barnacle. I just kind of ride along with the team, and I'll come up with like maybe a card or three that are good in good decks, and then I'll just play those and learn the lines and go with that. Yeah, I mean that's what we really have going on. We're just always play testing. Where for Midwinter, probably had over 200 hours of play testing.
Wow.
We
Okay.
had we were on Mr. Fantastic for Incursion at the Dayton regional.
Oh, really?
But we didn't think that it was good enough yet. Then zombies came out, and we're like, "Oh, here it is," and we had that deck pretty much tidied. There were three card slots that we were playing with for probably the last, probably from mid-December to early January. And yeah, that was where that was, sorry, mid-December to yeah, early January. And then we probably had it locked in 10 days before the con, and we were like, okay, this is the list.
Okay. So before we get into that deck specifically, it sounds like what you're saying is you got to it's a bunch of geniuses in Buckeye that just play all the time. It's not even it doesn't even sound like you necessarily have something or some organized system. You guys just come up with crazy stuff, test it, and figure out what's best that way. That's what it sounds like. That's kind of
That's pretty
scary,
much how it
actually.
happens.
That's kind of scary. But I mean, having all of those good outside the box thinkers working in together, like is if there's one thing I know is you guys find pretty much all the angles of things. You may not necessarily play the best main, but you definitely figure out a way to make that main compete. But this time you played the best main and figured out a way to make it better than whoever else was playing it. Now getting into the deck. No, go ahead. What? Go ahead.
I think that, and that might be a thing for me. Like a lot of my fellowship with people, comes from playtesting. Like we, I think it's also like this for Apex. Team Buckeye and Friends is not is not a team. We're family. Like we're in contact with each other every single day. And we're talking about cards and we're talking about theory and strategy every day. When I had a thing happen, and you know about this, Vern. I had a family thing that happened, and the people that I knew could be there for me, while I was trying to be there for other people, were my team. And I knew that the support and the prayer that I would get from those guys was super important. It was good. I'm just really thankful to have them as a team, and I'm super thankful to have all the other people in our community that I leaned on. That was really nice.
That's great, man. And I'm glad that you had support. So much support that you came and beat the crap out of everybody at the
If I said that
tourney.
that wasn't on my mind the entire time, I'd be lying. That was definitely, like the day of the tournament, there was some stuff going on in my life behind the scenes that I wasn't at home for. But it was really good that I could focus and kind of do something for somebody else. That was nice.
Yeah, man. And you know what? The whole weekend, you were still being encouraging to everybody else, trying to upbuild everybody else. You're just a good guy, man.
I appreciate that. At the end of the day, we don't have nothing but each other. And I believe that full-heartedly. That is the community and the people with whom you surround yourself and the fellowship that you keep, I think, is something that changes your life in a good way or a bad way. And I think that what we have here with the Versus community has been 100% good.
That's good. Hopefully we can make it even better moving forward.
Yeah, I think we can. I'd love that.
All right, so back to your actual deck.
Okay.
So I guess I'll start by talking about this. We had Mr. Fantastic extremely high on our list. Jamar ended up playing Dormammu. But he was on Mr. Fantastic almost the entire testing period. The reason that he switched off of Mr. Fantastic was because our Galactus model kept beating it. And he was like, you know what? I don't feel confident. And then, I started, there were a couple of other people on the team that saw that Galactus was whooping a lot of decks, but they didn't want to play Galactus. So I helped them build decks that kept me out of the top eight. And then when I saw your list, I was like, yeah, we didn't come up with this.
So I will
Yeah,
tell you
go ahead.
when it
I need
comes
to hear
to
this.
when it comes to Galactus matchup, and Galactus mono, I'm really thankful that we have a Dave Robbins on our team. He's a judge, and he judges Galactus to be pretty good. And I played against that deck a lot. And think that the deck that Tevin ended up landing on was very, very similar to the deck that D Rob was playing. And I just got the reps in on it, and I knew what to do. I don't think that that was a bad choice. I think the Galactus was real good. I just think it came down to reps and play.
Well, the deck that you were playing, the deck that you were playing and your strategy for it, for not only just for Galactus, but just period. Like the strategy you had for Reed was awesome. I'm not gonna say that I didn't think of I didn't think of zombies in we did. I mean, there's some stuff in that interaction in that that's obvious. I mean, they have unstable molecules. Obviously, you can, try to force a zombified main to just sit there and take an extra wound because they can't strike you. Different things of that nature. Plus the negative zone and the extra. I mean, I've been on negative zone forever. I love to cheat wounds on people. So when I saw your list, I was like, man, this is a messed up. This is a messed up situation. And I'm saying that because I didn't see Reed at all. I think there were like, what, four or five Reeds being played. I didn't play against one Mr. Fantastic.
I think there
But
were three
not
of us.
three?
Yeah, me and Cozzolino and Jose. I think
That
all of
was
the
it?
reads that played. Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe that's why I didn't see you. Maybe I was losing too much.
Do better, Vern.
Hey, maybe I should stop helping my teammates make decks that can beat mine. That might be a good idea. That's cool though, man. Like, cause I like yo, what really surprised me was how low to the ground your deck was. Like, what was the highest cost character in that deck?
Four. The Blast Star was the highest cost character.
But I, man, how did you guys come up with that?
Oh, we got a guy on the team named Vern, or not Vern, Earl. You can also call you can call him whatever you want, really. Earl got it done. He presented this deck, and I was like, Earl, that's dumb. And he was like, no, it's watch. And then he beat me with it over and over and over and over again. I got beat by that deck probably 3 weeks before I was like, okay, I'm gonna build a copy of it. And then I was on it. Like that was just what we did.
Okay. Well, it was definitely a smart deck, and it was definitely outside the box. That was like Team Buckeye on a plate, presented for the world to see. And now we're going to beat you with it. Like it was good stuff. So I just
The name of the deck is Roy's deck, and that's because for some reason in one of my talk to texts in our we have a Buckeye chat, and I did a voice to text, and for some reason it heard Earl but changed it to Roy. So then he changed his name to Roy, and so now that's Roy's deck.
hilarious. Zombie Earl with the zombie deck.
Yeah, he
Well,
loves
that's
doing that.
cool.
There was
Well,
nothing more frustrating than trying to find a deck that beat that deck because I couldn't find it. Yeah, like I got mad at him. We'd be playing, and he would just be like, "Oh yeah, by the way, you're dead on turn four." Oh yeah, thanks for killing me a lot.
I wouldn't mind playing against that deck just because I never got a chance to play it. Yeah, I just want to experience it. We can
Okay.
talk about that later.
Okay.
All right, so now that you have one, and not only did you win, this is Buckeye, this is Team Buckeye's best team performance ever. Like as a team, you guys just basically announced yourselves to the community. What are we going to get from you guys moving forward?
I hope a lot of the same. I like events that have side events so that we can bring the fun stuff to the side events and then bring power to the main events. I'd like to hear some news about when the next big tournament's going to be. That would be really nice. If anybody at Upper Deck listens to content, we'd really love to know. So that we can plan and take time off work and stuff. I don't. I'd hate to see another 3 weeks or 2 weeks from now. We're gonna have Seattle.
Oh my goodness. That was a travesty. We cannot let that happen again.
That'd be silly.
Yeah. Anyway, we should be getting. I'm assuming it's almost January. They're probably taking a little break, so I'm assuming we'll get something soon, even if it's rushed. So I'm looking forward to that. We've seen some we've seen one main character coming out of what I think is the next set. We don't even know if that's the next set. We just know it's coming.
Oh, you're talking about the Lilith?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what that's from. That might be the next one. It might be three from now.
Exactly.
Like
I
I
tried to.
remember it was last midwinter they previewed Scorpion. And then it wasn't until Gen Con that we got Mortal Kombat. Is that right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we don't know when this is coming out. I looked at the little identification numbers at the bottom to see if I could try to figure out what the set could possibly be. And it says COL. I couldn't figure out what that could possibly mean, so that didn't help.
I think it stands for Cosolino. So it's going to be a Scotty Cosolino set
So
there.
we might get Mohawk Cozzolino as the main character.
You might get Mohawk Cosolino. Yeah. And
That would be cool.
there'll be scratch and sniff cards in there. You scratch them, they smell like gorilla.
Wow. I thought you was about to say they smell like him.
That is what he smells like. He smells like garlic and peppermint oil soap.
I say I might have to skip that
Scotty Cosolino, roommates for
Well,
a long time,
shout out to
and
Scott, man. Shout out to all the
such
Team
a
Buckeye, man. You guys definitely made midwinter enjoyable, man. Because I was not happy. I was happy. Don't get me wrong. I enjoyed the whole weekend despite all the craziness, lights going out and all that trash. Hotels seemed like they didn't care at all. They didn't check on us at all.
no, they didn't
But
care.
despite not topping and having a chance to compete against that deck, I enjoyed it. And I was extremely happy, not only for you for winning, but just Team Buckeye doing so well. Seeing Scott Kaz in the top eight, I don't remember when the last time I saw that happen. You guys just seem to come on a mission and you accomplished that mission. So I was just very happy to see that.
Scott is really good at getting ninth place. He does ninth places a lot.
Everybody has somebody on their team that is good at getting ninth place.
Yeah.
For us, it's Ralph and Dawson. It's almost every time, ninth or 10th place. This time it was me. I was 10th place and Ralph was ninth place. Good times.
Good time.
I gotta tell you, man, I really enjoyed talking to you. We went some areas I wasn't expecting to go, but I think that was all for the better.
I'm glad we went there.
Yes. Is there anything you would like to say before we get out of here?
Hey, thanks for being part of the Versus community. It's a great place to be. I think that it's going to get better and better as things go on. I'd like to see some new players. I'd like to try to figure out how to get some new blood in the game because the more people, the better. I will definitely see everyone at Midwinter next year. I'm not sure what's going to happen between now and then, if there's actually going to be events. I'll tell you what I'd like to do. I'd like to put together a boss battles for next gen or not Gen Con, for next Midwinter. Maybe do one on Thursday evening. Have a big boss battles kind of event. I think that would be super cool.
Okay. That might be doable. All right, well, before I let you go, I gotta ask you a question, man. Is Cards That Keep Hates coming back at any point?
You know what, man? I really want it to. I've been my work, my day job has been turned into a day and night job for a while. Tomorrow is a big turn-in day, so hopefully I get a giant project off of my back and I can have some life again. That would be pretty neat. And I don't have anything to really play test for right now, except for that. I don't know if you know this, Vern. But in the Buckeye League right now, do you know who I have to play first round?
No, I don't.
A Mr. Marcellus. So while I can be friendly with you, I have to pretend to consider him my enemy. And I don't even know what deck I'm going to build for yet.
Okay.
So I'm gonna I have three MCs. I got to pick one. I'm really thinking I want to go with the Spider-Verse guys because I think that deck is super fun to play. But I know that but the cell's gonna come out swinging and I'm gonna get just raffle stomped. So I really hope that I can put something together that does something against him because he got good guys and I got bad guys.
Well, I guess we'll see. I guess we'll see. Anytime there's a Team Buckeye member, I don't care what the main character is. I know it's going to be a game.
Appreciate that.
Okay. Well, hey, look forward to seeing your segment come back when it does, when you get the chance. Trust me, I understand about life interfering with content creation. And also just thanks for allowing me to talk to you and put it out there to the world.
You got, hey, is this going to be a is this a Patreon thing or is this a non-Patreon thing?
So interviews are Patreon things, but they are available for everyone.
Okay, if
So
you're not a
whenever.
Patreon of these guys, these Apexians, do yourself a favor, pay like the $3. Is it like $3 a month?
It's $3.
It's super cheap. You get on there. The content is really fun. You guys should listen to these guys. They're silly. Listen to them.
Well,
They did a can I spoil one of the episodes you guys did?
go ahead, man. It's
They did
your
a what if the Incredibles were in the card game? The Incredibles.
Oh, man.
Man, I love it. I was like, I always thought it would be really funny to do like a what would the Golden Girls be like in a card game set? But the Incredibles is way better.
Get some B. Arthur in here.
Yeah.
Hey, well, we don't really push the Patreon as far as what you just did very often. But if you're interested, come on and join the Patreon. Anybody that is a patron can attest that the stuff that we do behind the paywall is different from what you hear on a regular podcast. That's the one thing that we'll commit to, is having a lot of exclusive stuff because that's what you're paying. So we want to make sure that we're bringing up our stuff. Like a lot of people feel like we don't reveal too much in the regular pods, and we don't. We reveal a lot more behind the paywall. So if you're interested in seeing how we think on certain things, come on through. I gotta say, one of the reasons that we vibe with Buckeye so much is we feel like you guys have like sort of a similar approach. You wanna, we say make the meta your own, and that's what you guys do, and that's what you guys did. So if you want to come through and see what that means or how you can do that, if you're somebody that doesn't just want to go and play the best character, quotation marks, come on through. I appreciate the vote of confidence, Sean. And like once again, thanks for being here, man.
Appreciate it, man. Love everybody. Thanks.
All right, we're gonna get out of here.